Programs, views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, love to have you give us a call this afternoon. Our telephone line is open. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this afternoon with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray that you bless the program. Help us to be a blessing, encouragement. Help us to point people to Christ through the program today. And we just pray that you'd use this for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, coming to you this afternoon here, weather is just going all over the place this past week. I guess it's going to this coming week. I saw snow flurries when I left my house and driving up the highway. The wind was buffeting me back and forth on the highway, and I guess there's a good bit of wind going to be out there for most of the afternoon. And if you're driving around, keep a grip on the steering wheel. Those gusts can hit you sometimes. But yeah, a few more weeks, we'll be through this. I think maybe the way this winter's going, probably by about June, July, certainly by August, spring ought to be here, I think, at the rate we're going here. But at any rate, there's not much we can do about the weather. And so we'll just try to do the best that we can, enjoy the good days when we get them. But you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, phone lines are open, 888-677-9673. And this afternoon, I wanted to mention something that we have been working on at our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor. We have been working on a website that we're trying to put together, and it's kind of started from some conversations that I've had with some people and also a young man who's in college, and just some things that I've been thinking about in relation to the program that we do here live with Pastor Al, as well as our late night live with Pastor Al every Sunday night from 11 until midnight right here on AM 1220 The Word. But we talk a lot about how can I be sure that the Bible is the Word of God, or how can I be sure that God exists? How can I know that? And I was talking with a young man who's in college, and he'd been getting some questions along the lines of, if God is good, why is there evil and suffering in the world? And what about other religions? What about people who've never heard of God that live out in the middle of the jungle somewhere? Are they going to die and wind up in hell if they didn't hear about God or trust Christ as their Savior? A lot of these types of questions, but a lot of it comes back to the question, what if God, or does God exist, I should say? And so we've been looking at it from this point, asking the question, what if God really does exist? And a follow-up question to that is, wouldn't it be his responsibility to tell us? And we've been thinking about this, talking about it at church and some people at church, and mentioned this last Sunday night on our Sunday night program. And we've put together a website, and bear in mind, it's a work in progress. It'll probably be a work in progress for quite some time. But it's a new website we put together. What if God exists? Or I'm sorry, I'll get the correct name there. Whatifgodexists.com. Almost had the wrong website there. Whatifgodexists.com. And the idea behind whatifgodexists.com is to take a look at this question, what if God really does exist? And the follow-up, wouldn't it be his responsibility to tell us? Now, in Psalm chapter 19, the Bible says in verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And that's certainly a way that God tells us how that he exists. And I believe that if God really exists, I believe God does exist, he's certainly going to reveal himself to us. And some of the things that we're putting together with this website are categories. God speaks through science. God speaks through logic and reason. God speaks through history. God speaks through prophecy. And finally, God speaks through the Bible. We also have a section in there where you can ask questions and answers. You can submit them, email them to us, and that way we can answer them on the website. And we're trying to put this together because there's a lot of people out there today who really don't understand whether or not God exists and how to know that God exists. It used to be that we as believers, we could go up to somebody and we could witness to them, and we could tell them the gospel and share with them how that God sent his son, Jesus, who was God manifest in the flesh to die on the cross, and how that Jesus shed his blood to pay for our sins, that he was buried, and he rose again the third day, victorious over sin and death. And the people that we were talking to oftentimes would, even if they weren't a believer, even if they weren't saved, would have an understanding of the Bible. They would have a general sense that God exists and that the Bible is his word. Now, they may not understand it. They may not believe everything that we would like them to believe initially, but we're starting from the point that God exists and that the Bible is his word. But over the years, we've seen a falling away in our country to the point where we reached where, well, people would pretty much believe that God exists, but more and more there was doubt that the Bible was anything in particular. I appreciate Brother Lutz and his program before us talking about the Word of God and knowing the Word of God and reading the Word of God. And of course, if English is your language, we find God's Word preserved for us in the King James Version of the Bible. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But we're reaching a point where so many people now are beginning to question whether or not the Bible is any different than the Quran or any other religious writings, and not thinking that they're that special. And as a result, we get people who think that, the Bible is for people who choose to follow the Christian path. If you follow the Islamic path, then the Quran is your book, and you'll all wind up in the same heaven eventually. Or if you're a Buddhist, or if you're some other religion, you'll find that. Even the Pope has said that he believes that atheists are going to get to heaven now, even not believing in God, just as long as they're a nice person, a good person, they try to do good things. So the belief that the Bible is anything special is slipping away in our culture today. And another thing that's slipping away in our culture is a question of whether or not God exists. So let me ask you this. If you've been, if you're a believer and you've been trained to reach people with the gospel by saying, well, the Bible says, and then go into the book of Romans and go through what we often call the Romans Road and establish these Bible truths based on the fact the Bible says, and the person looks at you and says, well, I don't believe the Bible's anything special. What do you do at that point? And then you say, well, the Bible's special because it's God's word. And they say, well, I don't believe in God. I don't think God exists. What do you do at that point? See, we can't reach somebody with the Word of God until we can convince them that the Word of God exists. And you can't convince somebody that doesn't believe that God exists that the Bible is the Word of God. Because why are they going to believe the Bible that you're claiming is the Word of a God that they don't believe exists? So we're trying to arrange this website, whatifgodexists.com, and in the hopes that if people log on to whatifgodexists.com, we'll have some information there that will help show that it is reasonable to believe that God exists. To answer that question, what if God really does exist? Wouldn't it be his responsibility to tell us? And to suggest that God does exist and that he is telling us that he exists. He's telling us through a variety of things. And as I said, science, logic and reason, history, prophecy, and then finally the Bible. Now, the Bible is the last one on that list, partly because we look at the evidence from science, logic and reason, history and prophecy as a progression indicating to people that you look at the world around us. Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. In fact, when you look at Psalm 19 there, it goes on to say in verse 2, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. It says that everywhere, everyone around the world can see the evidence of God's existence in the sky, in looking at the heavens above us, looking at the world around us. And when we see that, it makes sense to believe that there's something or someone that is responsible for all of this. Now, of course, the atheists claim that in the beginning, the singularity exploded and created the heavens and the earth. We as Bible believers believe that in the beginning, God spoke. God created the heavens and the earth. And the difference is the atheist is suggesting that an eternal something, something that's always been in existence, for reasons that we don't know, exploded and then through the process of time and chance produced what we see today. And then, of course, as a Bible-believing Christian, we believe that someone that we can know spoke for reasons that he reveals to us in his word and created everything that we see. And so if you're on the atheist side of the equation with the eternal something, which basically boils down to eternal existence of energy slash matter, or as one guy had put it, there's a book out there, something along the lines of Something from Nothing, where he says that everything exists came out of nothingness. And when questioned about it on an interview that I heard on the radio some months ago, he said that, well, the nothingness was the quantum state. And out of the interaction of the quantum state, it's really nothing because on the quantum level, these fundamental particles are constantly being created and destroyed such that the net equivalent is nothing. And but that still begs a difference. What's the quantum state? Where did it come from? And if you look at the Big Bang theory, they go back to the singularity. Everything was in this infinitely small point that contained all the energy and matter that became the universe that we see. And where did it come from? Well, we don't know. It just sort of sprung out of the quantum state, perhaps. Maybe it is a result of something that happened in another universe, and on it goes. So they don't believe that something, or they don't believe that the Big Bang was the start of it all. They believe that was started by something else, and we don't know what it is, and we can't figure it out right now. However, the Bible does tell us where everything came from. It says that God created everything, and it says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. We can see that in Psalm 19, verse 1. So that comes back to our question, what if God really does exist? If it's God that created everything and not an inanimate singularity or quantum soup of some sort, then if God really created the universe, if God created the heavens and the earth, then as we ask on our website, whatifgodexists.com, wouldn't it be his responsibility to tell us? And I would say, yes, absolutely, it would be his responsibility to tell us. And I believe that he does tell us that he exists. In fact, I would suggest that it's clear enough that that's the reason why the Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 1, and repeats it in Psalm 53, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Because as we look at the heavens and the world around us, it's very evident that God does indeed exist. And but here's the thing. The singularity, or whatever the quantum soup, would be unknowing, uncaring, inanimate. Whether or not that was what was the initial existence or whatever, it has no responsibility to tell us anything, and it would be gone and unresponsive, even if it was there to tell us something. But God exists. The Bible proclaims that God exists. And because I believe that God exists, I believe that God does tell us about his existence. I believe that God does reveal his existence to us. And we can find that through science. I mean, if you just look at the incredible complexity of the DNA molecule, and you compare that with Psalm 139, which talks about the information that's stored in us before, in the book that God's written before even our members, even our limbs were formed, you know, at the time of conception. We can look at logic and reason. It's logical to believe that God exists. It's reasonable to believe that there's a creator when we look at the world around us. People used to believe that, the universe was a static state; it always existed. But but we see in the second law of thermodynamics that the universe is running down, going from order to disorder, and it suggests that even to agnostic and atheists, it suggests that the universe had a beginning, and that it will have an ending. And well, the Bible claims that as well. It had a beginning when God said, "Let there be light." And we see where God began the beginning of creation. And that's why we see these things. And in the limited time that I have here, we don't have time to talk about all these things. That's why we're putting this website together, whatifgodexists.com. And the hopes that we can use this as a way to reach people with the truth of the Bible, to know that God really does exist, and that he's trying to tell us that he exists. But the problem is, people don't want to listen. And Psalm 10, verse 4 says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. And that's a problem. They've decided that God, it does not exist. They don't want him to exist. And so they become prideful in their own position, and they don't want to seek after God. God is excluded from their thoughts, and they fail to acknowledge the fact that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so there has to be something to reach people with the truth of the gospel so that they can see that it makes sense to believe the Bible, and that it makes sense to believe that there is a God, and that he exists, and that he wants us to know who he is. And so we try to use these things that we see in the world around us to point people to Christ. But see, that alone is not going to save us. As I was saying in Proverbs 19, number 1 there, where we were starting with that as we began earlier, where it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. This does not tell somebody exactly who God is. This merely tells us that God exists, and we need to have understanding that God exists. The world around us tells us that God exists. But see, if somebody is not willing to entertain the idea that God exists, they're never going to find him. they're never going to be able to understand why we believe the Bible is the Word of God, and they're never going to understand how to have a relationship with God and to know Christ as their personal Savior. And that's because it starts with admitting that God exists. But as we saw there in Psalm chapter 10 and verse 4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. But see, we need to acknowledge that God exists. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And there's two things I want to zero in real quick on that verse right there. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. That means to please God. The Bible says elsewhere that which is not faith is sin, or faith is sin. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God if you're not willing to have faith in him. And then it says after that, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is." And see, that's a requirement. We must believe that God exists. We must, if we want to know who God is, and it may kind of sound circular, but it makes sense, though, if you think about it. If you want to know who God is, you have to believe that he exists. If you don't believe that he exists, you're never going to find out who he is. And there's a certain amount of sense to that because you're not going to spend a whole lot of time trying to identify somebody that you don't believe in. So without believing that God exists, we're not going to find him. Now, as I said, these evidences in the world around us, these evidences that we find in science, in logic, in reason, history, prophecy, and then finally in the Bible, tell us that God does exist. It makes it reasonable to believe that God exists. In fact, it makes it more reasonable to believe that God exists and then that he doesn't exist. And once somebody believes that God exists, then is the effort to try and share with somebody who that God is and that God desires to have a personal relationship with them. You know, we send missionaries overseas to a country, to a culture, a people, or a place where the Word of God is not known and people haven't heard about Jesus. We don't start with the Romans Road. We don't start with, well, the Bible says. You know what missionaries are often trained to do in cultures like that? They're trained to start out establishing the fact that God exists and the fact that he created everything that we see and that he created us and that he also has revealed himself to us and that the Bible is the book which gives us the specific details about who God is and how we can have a relationship with him. The Bible says that our relationship with him is strained to begin with because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But people aren't going to believe that if they don't believe God exists, if they don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God. We've got to get people into the Word of God. John 20, verse 31, talking about the things written in the Gospels about Jesus, says, "But these are written that you might believe, that we might believe and that we might know who Jesus Christ is, and that by believing and that by knowing who he is, we might come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But see, these things are written that you might believe." And God does exist, and he does reveal himself to us. It's his responsibility to do it. And so all of these things in science and the world around us, logic, reason, history, prophecy, all that leads up to the ultimate revelation of God to us through his word. Because these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. When somebody believes that God exists and believes the Bible is his word, then we can reach them with the truth of the gospel, that we've sinned and come short of the glory of God, but that Jesus Christ, God's Son, went to the cross where he shed his blood to pay for our sin. And that if we'll confess our sin and believe we can have salvation, the forgiveness of sin, and a home in heaven with Him. Well, God bless. We're out of time, and tune in next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220 The Word or